Welcome back to Nerds, Nerds, and More Nerds. My name is Miguel. This is Travis. And Cole is not here right now. He will join us momentarily.
That's okay.
That's fine. All right. Roll the intro music. Okay, we're back.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it with the new Stadia that Google announced.
Oh, dude.
Dude.
It's going to change things or it's going to flop.
So
it's going to be one or the other.
If you haven't heard of this, this is this whole new streaming service that Google is bringing to play for video games to play anywhere on anything at any time. Which is crazy, and at 60 frames per second, 4K.
Yeah.
Like, really?
And future-proof, so it goes up to 8K.
8K, 120 frames per second.
Yeah.
What?
That's bananas, dude.
That's super bananas.
Yeah.
And what do you think about this,
It's dude? Just a matter of whether or not it'll work.
Right.
Because it seems...
Okay.
Yeah. Like, internet speeds are a big factor in this, because not everyone has super fast internet.
Right.
Right. So,
and not just internet speeds, but, like, how many people are online at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. Especially when that thing launches.
Right.
And it's launching this year.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
They're just like, you know what? We got this thing, and it's launching this year. So let's just throw our dicks in your lap right now. That's kind of what it's like.
Yeah. And it's weird because they didn't really go into a whole lot of detail about like what the price is.
Right.
What games are going to be on it.
Yeah.
If you're supposed to pay for like a subscription or if it's like, you know.
Game by game basis.
Yeah.
Right. Because, like, I would assume it's subscription. Yeah. And it's probably something more like 50 or 60 bucks a month.
That would make sense. That's like a little less than a game a month.
Yeah. I would like for it to be 30 bucks a month.
I would like that.
But, I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure they're rich thirsty.
Yeah.
Too,
they're thirsty.
They're for
gamer money.
For that money. That money monies.
But that, like, if this works, it seems pretty cool. It seems like, you know, there's not going to be a break between, like for instance, coming over here.
Right.
So I left my house. I came over here, and I was waiting, you know, for your text to say, oh, come on in. I waited, you know, maybe about 5 minutes, but hey, I could have been gaming and you know, I was close enough to your house to reach the Wi-Fi.
I mean, I'm sure
could have started gaming.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know,
with your Switch, not even with your Switch. You could game anywhere.
That's the thing, because you need an internet connection to actually have this thing work.
Right.
And then that gets into whether or not you own the games.
But what about data? Can we do it over data? Some people have that unlimited data.
That's a good question.
Right? I plan on getting that. You know, as soon as I'm done getting my phone billed through work.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Dude, like, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, you know, turn off the data and do other stuff sometimes, you know,
exactly,
like, so I don't know. That's a good question. I wonder if that would be fast enough
to handle that.
Yeah.
Or are they promising that?
Yeah. Are these all empty promises?
What's going on?
What's the deal?
Why?
What? Just tell me what's going on. And then, So going from like screen to screen like that,
yeah, right,
would be awesome. And all you need is just the Chromecast dongle thing, and then you're good to go.
Exactly,
you're good to go.
And dude, that controller looks legit.
Yeah. So another thing about the controller that I wanted to mention was
is that it looks exactly like a PlayStation 4 controller.
Well, yeah.
Hey.
But its D-pad is connected though, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I think the D-pad for PS4 is connected, but you just can't really see it.
What do you mean?
Behind like the, it's one piece, but it just kind of like pivots on a.
It's not one piece.
It's not? Well, let's find out.
Well, it might be one piece, but it's not like... Well, see? It's
because, like, you see this, folks? You're seeing it here. Like, it's... Like, this part is, like, moving out as I push this down.
Let's show the folks on the bigger screen. Like, see this right here? You don't have to do anything. Because I can do it in post. It's doing its thing right here. See that? You see that? See that?
I like that. Yeah. I like that about it.
So do I. But what are you saying there? The arrows are like connected in a whole circle? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, on the inside of that bad boy. It looks like it's not connected, but it is connected.
Oh, gotcha.
You know? That's all I was saying. Gotcha. But yeah, that one is connected. It looked like your typical plus
certainly
sign there.
Certainly.
But the one thing I wanted to mention about it is that it connects through your Wi-Fi. So that might be another thing that's, you know, specific to the Wi-Fi.
Well, it's kind of, I'm thinking it's kind of like Bluetooth. So it's like, it connects to your Wi-Fi through your phone, right? In the Wi-Fi
I'm not exactly sure how, if it'll connect through Bluetooth or not.
Not Bluetooth.
But yeah.
But like, I mean, Bluetooth is all audio and frequencies.
Right.
The Wi-Fi is meant for the actual physical stuff like that.
Right.
So kind of like how GoPros connect to phones.
Okay.
So you can
I have
see,
never connected one.
You have never? Okay.
I have not.
Well, this is news
Enlighten
to
us.
Me. On GoPros, which we are using right here and now, if you can see on this camera here, what we can do is we can like press a button back here and like turn the Wi-Fi on and then connect it on Wi-Fi through your phone. And then on the GoPro app, you can, like, select it, and, oh, you can look at this whatever it's looking at, and hi, we can see you, and all this stuff.
Right.
And that's what it's like.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking the
this
controller
would be like.
Is. This what the controller would be like.
Yeah.
It's that it doesn't necessarily need a Wi-Fi internet connection for the controller. It just needs the internet connection for the game itself.
Interesting.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. And then it's like, I guess from what I understand is because of this Wi-Fi connection, like, so you're hooked up to the Wi-Fi here. And as long as you're hooked up, like, to this particular Wi-Fi, like, what they were kind of saying was that you can just seamlessly swap between these screens. Like, you just open, I'm assuming it's going to be an app of some sort.
Yeah.
You just kind of open it on whatever you want to play on. And then it's just there. Like, it's right where you left off. Yeah.
That's nuts, dude.
And another really cool thing that has never been done before, I don't think.
Yeah.
They said it's never been done, but...
True. It probably has.
I don't think it has, though. So,
really? What is this?
Okay,
tell
so
me about it.
Basically, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell you about it right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm all listening.
Right. I'm going to tell you now. Okay, so right now, the hyper, like, okay, so like, you know how a hyperlink works? Like when, basically, I'm trying to send you memes.
Yeah.
Or whatever, online. I'm trying to send you a funny YouTube video of some sort.
Yeah, right.
I send you a hyperlink through text, email, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I send this to you. You open it. You're all LMFAO. I just sent that. I guess you can do that for like particular parts in the game, like you like a save state. Like okay, so like when you're playing on an emulator on the computer, you can do save states, like you can save exactly like right where you are.
Huh. Okay.
It, like it doesn't have to be like at a particular checkpoint or anything. Oh, you can just save.
No like matter. You don't have to get to like a save spot in order to save.
Yeah, you get halfway through that Super Mario level, you save like right in the middle of it. Like it doesn't matter. You know, like these are things that you can do on computers right now.
Right.
What this is saying is that through Stadia, you can do that, and I can send that link, and you can pick up right where I left off, and you can play it right there.
What?
Mind blown.
Okay, that's crazy.
That's nuts.
That is wild.
And you can just, like, the other thing is you can watch streamers playing, and I guess what's going to happen with the, you know, with this introduction to this Stadia stuff is you're watching your favorite streamer. It'll say, oh, you want to play Assassin's Creed or whatever you're watching. You just hit that button.
Bing, poof. Bang, boom.
Yeah. Skadoosh. You're in.
Whoa.
Here we go.
Goodness.
Isn't that...
Okay. That's crazy, man. I really want this. I want it now. I want it, like, I know it's coming out this year.
It's coming out this year,
but, like,
year.
I want it now. I want to try this thing out. I want to test it out.
I do want to test it.
You know, I want to figure out what it's all about.
Now, okay. I know the answer for me, but I do not know the answer for you.
Okay.
Does this replace consoles for you? It would not for me, but...
I don't think it would for me. I don't think it would. No. I think it has the potential to.
Eventually, maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly. If Nintendo joined them.
If it can literally play every game.
Yeah. It depends on...
That isn't exclusive. Yeah. Like, that is exclusive, though, too. Yeah. If they can play all the exclusive games...
And there's no lag.
Yeah. And it's right on point with everything. Yeah. And you can play online with everybody.
It could.
Yeah.
It could eventually.
Eventually. Yeah. But right now, I mean... I'm sure people don't want to pay $30 or $50 a month to play this...
I don't know. That's a thing.
Yeah.
You know, go back, several years talking about Netflix. I'm not going to pay $10 a month. That's one movie I could buy. I could buy one movie.
Yeah, that's silly.
You know? Yeah. And now here we are. This is one of the only things.
We haven't gotten the price yet.
We haven't.
We don't know how much this is going to be.
Right.
So, it could be $10 a month. Could be $15, could be $30, could be $60, could be $5,000 a month. We don't know, people.
You don't know.
We don't.
We don't know yet. But are you at all bothered not owning a game?
Oh, like the physical copy of it?
Yeah. Say this thing. Okay, so say this thing.
So I actually just recently started getting into purchasing all my games online.
Yeah.
So I don't even care about owning the physical copy.
You mean just
anymore.
Like a digital copy? Like
a digital copy on my PlayStation 4. Bing, bang, boom. There it is.
It's super quick.
I don't have to go to GameStop and wait in the stupid line to pick up the game that released at midnight.
Yeah.
Like,
who does that?
I used to.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure you did too.
Me a couple years ago.
Yeah. But now, we don't have to do that.
We don't have to.
No. In fact, it's way better to just do it from your home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think that's doing for the comic book industry? Link up here to our last podcast.
Our last podcast that talks about the comic book. Industry and how Disney may be canceling Marvel Comics. But,
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
But
that was our most successful video so far, so thank you guys for watching it.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah. And please subscribe right now, you know, just hit that subscribe button.
You might as well. Cole will be here eventually, you know?
Eventually. We'll see. Hopefully.
Might as well.
Yeah. I wonder where he is. Hopefully he's not, you know.
I don't know.
In a ditch somewhere. We'll see.
I hope he's not.
Yeah, I hope not either.
Yeah.
After the show, if he's still not here, then I would probably start getting really worried.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, moving on.
That took a dark turn.
What do we got?
Yeah, so, I don't know. Like, we talked about ownership of games, but, like, what about, like, the preservation of games? Here's the thing.
Preserving the games.
Yeah, like, so, okay, so Netflix.
Hmm.
You know how they shuffle things out sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, whatever.
Stadia will shuffle it out.
Yeah, what if they shuffle out your favorite game?
I don't think they would be able to. Well, because it's not like
they chose to. What if, I don't know.
I don't think it's like an actual, I don't think they have like a whole space of, this is what we have available.
Mm-hmm.
I think what it is that they have everything available, and that's what they're presenting.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. They didn't tell us.
That's true. They did only say that a few games were.
Yeah. Because I know that, okay, so I know that Netflix and Hulu, they like to do that.
They
it's
do.
Like, this expires soon. This won't Certainly. Be here forever.
And Stadia isn't going to be the one thing. It's going to, some other people are going to copy off that idea. And kind of like how Hulu did, or Hulu, I don't know what I'm saying. Hulu did to Netflix.
Yeah.
Like Hulu was like, oh, that Netflix thing? Oh, that works? Let's copy that.
Actually, I'm glad that you brought this up because we already have a copycat that's coming in.
Really?
Yes. Yes. You're going to laugh at this.
Okay.
Walmart. I knew it. I knew we'd laugh. Yeah. Walmart wants to do this.
Really?
They want to get in on this.
Okay. And how are they going to do that? Okay. I mean, of course, they're Walmart. They grow like rabbits.
Yeah.
Across America. So, and
maybe you connect to a Walmart Wi-Fi near you.
Right.
I don't know how that's going to work, but I doubt that it will.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, so I hope that they have enough games to where, you know, this will be worth it. Like, I hope they sign on some people, because, I don't know. It worries me that we have only seen Doom on it.
Right.
And, we're, like, assuming, like, Assassin's Creed, because that was the one that they kind of did a test run of this.
Oh, yeah,
a couple months back with Assassin's Creed. And I'm just assuming those two are going to be there.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But what else? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Only time will tell.
That's true.
Yeah. So...
Nothing says time like the Time Stone in Infinity War.
Oh.
Like Endgame. Hey, let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So, I recently watched this theory from our boys over in the YouTubes. I don't remember their names. But...
Which boys were they?
Some boys, you know.
Link to some boys. YouTube.
Down in the description.
Yeah.
We'll find out who they are. But they were saying these possible spoilers ahead, by the way, before we delve any deep into this. So... Nobody necessarily knows what Endgame is going to have in it, but certainly...
I bet Chris Evans does.
Yeah, probably.
So there.
But I do believe that they're going to go into the quantum realm.
Yeah, I heard something about that. Because they've got those suits on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the last trailer. It's the red and white suits. The same suits that... the doctor, what's his name? Ant-Man, the guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The doc.
Yeah, Hank Pym.
Hank Pym.
That guy.
Thank you.
Michael Douglas.
Yes.
Yes, that guy.
I'm terrible with names.
He doesn't know my name.
I really don't. I struggle to remember it still today.
That's why
it's written down on his notebook.
Yeah. So he can he can cheat. He can look over my shoulder. Yeah.
Oh, Travis. Okay, yeah, good. Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah. But yeah, Hank Pym wore that same suit in Ant-Man and the Wasp when he went to the Quantum Realm to get his wife.
Okay, yeah, okay. I still haven't watched that, but it's on Netflix, so I should watch it.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I might as well. It's free for $10.
Because a month. Yeah, it's free for $10 a month.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, I guess I should.
Yeah, so do that.
Do that.
I can't believe.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I mean, it's a good film.
I'm busy.
It's funny.
But I did watch a different film recently.
What'd you watch?
I watched Bumblebee.
You finally saw that.
I did. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
You did.
I saw it in theaters twice.
Wonderful. Twice? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as far as the live action Transformer movies go, I will accept that. Two times is perfect for that. For that particular movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
100%.
One? Yeah, okay, so.
They stopped doing the shaky cam movements all over the place.
Yeah, of the Decepticons look like metal garbage.
Right. Ridiculous.
Yeah, that was dumb. Hey.
Whoa. What is this?
We've got a real live astronaut here.
Hello, Power Ranger.
Hey, did you want your front door like wide open?
No. Did you lock it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Cool. Well, Cole's here.
Cole's here.
As an astronaut.
I'll hold my thoughts until he gets back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. It's great to have you, man. Thanks for joining us.
I'm sorry I'm late. Camera dude.
Oh, right.
Great.
Sorry.
You're good.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Oh, dude. We were just talking about the movie Bumblebee. Have you seen that movie?
You shaved your forehead.
Yeah.
His forehead?
I mean, what?
You guys are talking about what?
We were talking about the movie Bumblebee, the Transformers movie.
Yeah.
Did you watch that one?
I'm sorry?
Did you watch Bumblebee?
No, I didn't.
You have not? Okay.
The movie film?
The movie film on the big screen, also at home now, which is where I watched it, was at home.
Oh. Yes. You watched it at your house.
I watched it at my house, in my bed.
Ooh.
Yeah, but on Amazon Prime though.
Okay.
So it made it a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man.
So
that makes sense. I will say. So at the top of the Transformers movie totem pole.
Hey, wait, are we podcasting right now?
We are podcasting at this very moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not getting any of those texts? Yeah, you didn't get
them. Ah, you didn't get them. It's okay. We're like mid. We'll circle around and get your thoughts on Stadia.
You guys haven't talked to... Oh, yeah. See?
We'll circle around. We'll circle around.
We'll
it's okay.
Yeah, don't
it's
worry.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
Don't
we'll
you,
talk, we'll
don't
talk
you
about
worry.
It later.
Don't worry.
Don't worry, buddy.
Don't worry.
It's okay.
Dude. It's all right.
It's okay.
It's okay. Don't you worry. Yeah. So it's okay. So at the top of the Transformers movie totem pole is the 1986 cartoon, like animated masterpiece.
Yes.
Transformers the movie.
Indisputable.
100%.
Yes. 100%. Okay.
Then
next is Bumblebee. I'm
yes.
Pretty
100%.
Sure. I'm pretty sure.
Dude,
like,
you're on the same page
yes.
with that.
Okay. So
when did this come out?
Okay, it came out in. It came out in
2018?
Yeah, it was like December
yeah.
of last year. Kind of flew under the radar.
A little bit.
Hear anything about Origins film?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
It takes place in 1987, which I have a good theory of why they did that. And I think it was because of some of, like, the songs. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that that's why.
Push it to the limit.
Dude. Limit. Yeah. Not that, but... Oh. But that kind of
your
vibe,
head's
though,
in the 80s, right place.
80s, more so like Smiths and things, and they were kind of doing like Breakfast Club and that kind of stuff. Oh. I don't remember exactly when those movies came out, but there's got to be one song in there that was like after that,
right?
To where they had to make it 1987. Actually, I know for a fact there was, because 1986 was when they made the reference. Do you remember when she was about to dive off of that cliff, and they were like. Like, Bumblebee kind of pushed her and played, "You got the touch."
Oh, yeah.
That's from the original Transformers movie.
Nice, nice.
I thought that was perfect.
Also, the Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. Okay, so there was a little Easter egg in that.
Yeah.
Okay, so they kept, you know, showing the end with Judd Nelson doing this.
Yeah.
Judd Nelson was the main star of Transformers, the movie. He played Hot Rod.
What?
He was the main character. He did the voice of
him. No way. Yeah. Okay.
So I thought that was an awesome little
That's a great little Easter egg. And, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't even pick up on it until like the very end, and I was like, that makes sense. That's why they did
That's
that.
That's why they did that.
And I must say
80s.
The other thing that I really loved about this was the war for Cybertron.
Yeah.
At the beginning and then in the middle. That was perfect.
Wow.
It didn't, like, last for long enough for me.
Yeah.
But it was awesome.
It was, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And you could actually tell, like, who each Transformer was.
Yeah.
A little better than, like, the earlier films.
A lot better. Dude, the right colors and everything. Like, it was, if they had a full movie about the war for Cybertron, like, what happened during that. Basically, what happened on Cybertron while Bumblebee went to Earth first. I want to watch that movie. I really do. That
totally.
Would be awesome. Yeah, because I was watching it and I was like, ah, well, there's Optimus Prime. There's RC. There's Ratchet and Ironhide and Brawn and Wheeljack. And I was like, oh, these are all of the Transformers that I know.
The right ones.
And then they showed the Decepticons. And they showed Soundwave with the right voice shooting out the tape deck. Shooting out Ravage, the like, panther cat thing.
Okay.
On Optimus Prime. And then they also had Shockwave. He's like this purple Transformer, and he's got like this yellow light like right in the middle of his head. And he's a Decepticon. He's a bad guy. And he had the right voice as well.
Whoa.
Same guy, I believe, does both. He had the right voice. He's like one of the chief commanders of the Decepticons like on Cybertron. Like, he never went to Earth. And he just hung out there and, like, made sure that everything was just evil on Cybertron.
Was this Bumblebee film animated? It was like a...
It was like your typical Transformer movie, but it was better. It had a different
director. So
his name was Travis.
Yeah.
That's a plus.
100% plus.
That's a plus.
Okay.
Just like our buddy Travis here.
Like him.
That's my name. Thanks for remembering.
You're welcome.
Wait.
That's an inside joke that you won't get until you watch the podcast.
Travis directed the film.
No, not me.
Guys,
I didn't really do it.
Yeah.
Didn't really do it.
But
yeah, even the human stuff, like all the stuff on Earth, I was like, that's good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
He didn't mess it up.
Yeah, it didn't mess it up.
Nope.
It was kind of meant to be a spin-off movie.
Yeah.
A little bit, you know? But the end. Oh, man. Like, this isn't, like, a huge spoiler or anything. But, like...
It's not.
It just showed... Okay, so... Bumblebee had to, you know, go get some stuff done, and he took off. But he, like... He met up on, like, the bridge with Optimus Prime. And Optimus Prime didn't look like... how he looked in the Michael Bay movies. He didn't look like flames on the truck and like that stuff. He looked like he had the right trailer.
Yeah.
And the right like square truck front. It
yeah.
It sticks out like a sore thumb to watch it.
It super does.
He's,
yeah.
Like You know, if I saw that driving down the street, I'd take a picture of it.
Whoa!
Optimus Prime, right there, right there. I love
so
it.
So it didn't have that snout like they gave him in the
right.
Yeah, right.
This looks like the cartoon, like what? Man. So, yeah, at the end, you know, spoilers.
Here we go.
At the end, Optimus Prime was like, "Hey, Bumblebee, thanks for, you know, making sure that stuff was cool here," and then like they kind of look up and there are all these other Transformers that are coming in. Like, they look like meteors almost, like, coming towards
the Earth.
Yeah. And I was like,
penetrating the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Sick.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So I think that's all I want to say about that. What do you think of Stadia?
Yeah.
So far. We were talking about it a little bit.
That's pretty wild, actually. I think.
Yeah.
I think whoever came up with that was, like.
It was Google.
Well, they must have been really bitter that they weren't in on like, part of the gaming, like, market. You know, that whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For them to develop something like this was, you know, a matter of time, almost, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know, because other than that, you go and get your PC and you can do whatever like that all on your own. It doesn't matter. But it seems like this is an immediate attack on console developers.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like, oh, so you guys can do that? We'll do this.
Yeah. But we were talking earlier...
I don't think it's gonna be good.
When we first start, it
yeah.
We were talking about like everybody logging into it
It's probably gonna be super buggy and
laggy. The people's internet speeds vary a lot. Mm-hmm. So they talk a good talk.
They do.
I mean, we'll see. They do that anyway. If you're playing on a console, you know, like it doesn't matter. Xbox, PS. For whatever.
There are always, like, system updates.
Yeah, and stuff. Well, there's that, but there is, you know, one person's broadband connection isn't someone else's, you know, and there is a dissonance.
Yeah.
Don't they have that one thing that kind of, like, explains, well, okay, PS4's whatever rating is...
Their like teraflops.
2.6 or whatever. And Xbox is like 6.8
or whatever. And then it was like combined. It was better
and
than
then
both
it
of them combined.
Yeah, it was better than both of them combined.
Yeah.
So like, what does that even tell us, though? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know.
But, you know.
And then get all the games you actually want to play.
That's the other thing. Like, if they only have Doom and Assassin's Creed.
Hey.
Sorry.
Doom is badass.
I know, but I'm just saying if they only have those two. Then
see now
I can do that on my PS4 or my Switch
also,
or whatever.
If what they've done with this thing enables you and allows you to play like anything, I mean, what if it was anything?
Literally all the exclusive games for PS4, for Switch, for Xbox, all of the exclusive games.
But I mean, like
there'd be a lot of money going back and forth here, like.
Everything. All the old school games.
Dude, every game you've ever
Galaga,
played.
Galaga. Pitfall.
I'm thinking of, like, Quake. And Doom from that, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the late 90s, early 2000s games. Like, that stuff. I'm like, PC. Those games
now,
were badass.
What if...
Castle of Wolfenstein.
Castlevania.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any of that stuff. That would be wild.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever play MDK? Do you know what that is?
No.
No, I don't know what that is. Sorry, dude.
Just me, huh?
Yeah, you're the lone wolf.
Maybe it was Mario Donkey Kong?
It wasn't.
Then we definitely don't know.
Oh. Either way, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe Donkey Kong?
It seems really ambitious. It seems
maybe
really cool.
Donkey Kong?
Mostly Donkey Kong.
Mostly Donkey Kong.
I don't know. It seems ambitious. What do you guys think? I don't know.
I think we'll have to see what happens
mm-hmm.
because
I think that they're promising a lot, but they're not.
There's not any reason to believe they can deliver as much as they're promising.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I think we'll just have to see.
Mm-hmm.
And we.
You guys were talking about the cost. Like what it would cost.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Like we were talking about
physical thing.
Right. It's not a physical thing. Right. You're paying for
like
something
a subscription
imaginary.
Subscription service.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely subscription base.
It will.
I'm sure it's going to be. It's not yet.
Miguel thinks so.
Yeah.
But I've heard back and forth. Like, if it's a free service and you pay for the games. And then you're paying for a game, unless there's like a deal on it. Well, if you're like paying for a game that's...
In what format?
That's streamed, when you can pay for the same game and have it be downloaded.
Right.
And then it won't lag or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it's a trade-off, because then what if you want to play it on your phone? What if you want to carry it wherever?
Or what if you wanted to pause the game and have your buddy play it because it's too hard of a spot?
Yeah, you hit that. That was the other thing that we were talking about.
You legit, like, pause it, and then, like, take that link of, like, where you were and send it, like, text it to your friend.
What? Yeah,
and
almost like
click that link and play it from right where you were.
Almost like us, like, sending you a video or something.
Yeah.
Like, send that exact spot where they're at.
Like, yeah. Miguel, you're on Stadia. Beat this part for me and
Yeah, and then you send a link back.
And send that link back, and I say, okay, beat it, send it back, boom, there you go.
That's ridiculous.
Right?
You can kind of already do that with emulators. We were talking about this a little bit.
Yeah.
You can make save states, and like I guess
on
technically...
PCs.
I
can,
yeah.
Yeah.
But
and on Mac.
You can't send that.
And on Mac. But who plays games on Mac?
I do sometimes. I use OpenEMU, though. Like, just for classic games. Just for classic games.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
That's great.
Sure.
Yeah. Not
a little
Steam.
Bit of lamp you're turning
not,
into a lot
not,
of
not Steam games. I wish more worked on Mac.
Right.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
But, well, that's pretty clever, I'd say. But
definitely.
I don't know, man. Is it like, are we dinosaurs? Am I so attached to consoles? Like, does it just seem like you're playing games in the middle of outer space?
I don't know. We were just talking about like the digital stuff too, like downloading that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you already don't technically own things when you buy them digitally. Technically.
Yeah. Right.
But then it's even further removed from it. Like,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, you can
just
stream it. It's almost like if it's a subscription, like, you know, people are thinking.
Isn't it kind of
like... It's like Netflix.
Isn't it kind of like, okay, so let's go back way back, right? To
okay.
when an
Wait,
artist...
Wait, let's go back.
An artist made a piece of music.
Old
timey.
Old timey,
right?
Old
yeah,
timey.
But I'm still me in the future, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, maybe you're...
I can't, because I know what I know in the future, now that we've gone back. You are people that don't know what I know.
Physics. Science.
Explosion. So, an artist makes a piece of music, right?
Okay.
They put it on a physical thing that they can distribute.
Yeah, an 8-track.
If you will. And they have to make their money, you know, that supports their craft, right?
Yes.
Mm.
Like paintings to a painter.
Yes.
What happens when everything goes into this ethereal digital...
Well, here's the thing.
Where is it?
Yeah, so here's the thing. This digital age has already...
Destroyed so many things.
It has already.
It's in the
well,
cloud.
Destroyed. I don't know. You know, less money is being made over the place for people.
Oh, okay, so yeah.
Or maybe more money for certain people and less for others.
Yeah.
There has been a shift of power. But all these things still exist, you know. We still have vinyl records. And until Disney burns all of the comics.
Yeah, yeah.
Still have comics.
Yeah, right. And, yeah.
Link. We're going to link it again. Second time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
It
man.
Still exists. Maybe if everything can just coexist, we'll be okay. Maybe.
Who knows?
Say that after they digitize your currency. Oh, wait. They did.
Yeah.
Bitcoin.
And not even Bitcoin, but everything.
Everything.
Have you seen the list of cryptocurrencies there are?
For a while, they were talking about getting rid of pennies. Because they're just plain stupid.
Nobody even wants a penny, and they smell like poop.
They look like poop, kind
of.
Yeah, a little bit.
Discs.
Little poop discs.
Lincoln logs.
Lincoln logs. That's great.
Sick.
Anyway.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I like the physical copy. I've been playing Skyrim lately.
Yeah, physical copy.
I play that on the physical copy.
Nice.
It froze on me. But I still play.
I've got the physical copy on Switch. Also fun to play.
Great.
Link to Skyrim.
Yeah.
What Link?
Here's your what?
That you're going to put right here to Skyrim.
Buy his Skyrim on Amazon. Affiliate link's here.
The link is going to say play Skyrim.
Yeah.
It's
once, okay, so once Stadia.
It's literally just going to be a picture that says
maybe.
Play,
okay, so here's the
play
thing.
Play here or click here.
Yeah, once Stadia comes out, we'll go back and edit this video and it'll yeah. say play Skyrim on Stadia.
Yeah, right.
And you can actually do
that's
it.
Got to be.
What's click, your de- yeah.
Hey, I'm in.
Hey, I'm in. I'm playing.
You can play right Skyrim now. Like. Yeah. On your Alexa with your voice, I'm sure
oh
it's going to be on Stadia.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, man, Stadia.
All right, well.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Can we talk about Captain Marvel?
Actually, we can't because we have run out of time. Sorry, buddy. Our apologies to Chris DuPont who couldn't make it today.
Oh, man, he didn't make it again, huh?
Yeah, he didn't make it again. It's all right. But with that said, please hit that subscribe button, hit the like button, and leave a comment below.
Oh, I didn't even see you there.
Yeah. And so we'll see you nerds next time. Bye.